Hey Trojans, and welcome back to another episode of General Education. I'm your host, McCarthy Mahoney, and we have a lot to catch you up on. Each year, the U.S. Department of Education funnels hundreds of millions of dollars in direct loan money to USC. Now, it's asking for it back. The August 24th report alleges the university improperly distributed federal financial aid and failed to properly document changes to students' financial information alongside, quote, systematic errors, unquote. A total of 6,162 students received federal financial aid between 2019 and 2021. The university is now under pressure to review each and every case to determine how much it owes back. University financial aid officers are allowed to manually alter a student's financial aid if a student faces special circumstances like the recent unemployment of a family member, unusually high childcare costs, or any other changes in a family's income. A pandemic-era policy called, quote, professional judgment, unquote. The Department of Education now alleges the university used this power to qualify students for more aid than they should have received. According to the report, USC artificially lowered students' family income based on their zip code and other loans they had already taken out. In one case, the university improperly classified a student as being unhoused or at risk for being unhoused to qualify them for additional federal aid, the report said. The Office of the Inspector General of the Department of Education will decide whether or not USC has to follow the Department of Education's recommendation. The university plans to submit additional comments to the department by the September 23rd deadline before the government takes final action on the audit. USC graduate student workers rallied this Thursday outside Bovard Auditorium after months of deliberations with the university. Demands include protections against harassment and discrimination, union access, security and rights, and increased support for international graduate student workers. More than 300 graduate students attended the event, according to organizers. The rally began at Hutton Park, behind the Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism, before moving to Bovard Auditorium for the main demonstration. Students carried signs and yelled chants as they delivered a letter titled, quote, United for Workplace Justice, unquote, to the USC administration, outlining their demands. Speakers at the rally included District 4 Los Angeles City Councilwoman Nithya Rahman and Secretary Treasurer for the National Union of Healthcare Workers, Sophia Mendoza. Several graduate student organizers also spoke. 93% of workers voted to unionize in February of 2023. Negotiations are still ongoing. USC will fully transition from its current learning management system, Blackboard, to a new system called Brightspace by fall 2024. This follows a two-year search by the university to replace Blackboard after the company said it would discontinue its current product in favor of a revamped Blackboard, LearnUltra. The Learning Management System Assessment Committee, consisting of 49 members from USC's community, including faculty, students, and administrators, evaluated various learning management system options. They looked at Blackboard LearnUltra, Canvas by Instructure, and Brightspace by D2L. The committee assessed factors like user design, accessibility, and customer support. Brightspace scored the highest in communication, customer support, course creation, exams, grading, and accessibility. Pilot programs with Brightspace will be run in the spring to ensure a smooth transition. Some Viterbi School of Engineering classes already use Brightspace in lieu of Blackboard. Some students expressed optimism about the change. Allison Warren, a sophomore majoring in computational neuroscience, who is already using Brightspace for a class, said, quote, the alternate platform has a more organized user interface and design than Blackboard, unquote. But others showed concern about the learning curve associated with switching to a new platform. Ana Regina Murguia, a junior majoring in business administration, said she feels uneasy about learning a new system. Here to talk about his article on USC making the switch to Brightspace is new staff writer, Quentin Seegers. Hi, Quentin. Thank you for joining us today.
I'm glad to be here today. So the decision to switch from Blackboard to Brightspace for our learning management system really came about because we got kicked off of our current version of Blackboard. I talked with Sandeep Gupta at length about this, who is the head of this committee to determine what new learning management system we should switch to, about how Blackboard, in its current iteration, is going to be around for much longer. They want to discontinue its current product, which we've been using for years now, by December 2023. And instead of our current version of Blackboard, they're going to usher in this new product called Blackboard Learn Ultra. And Sandeep Gupta, he kept comparing the old Blackboard to the new Blackboard using analogies the latest iPhone edition or the latest car model, how every single year there's always going to be a new iPhone or a new car model, even if there isn't that many new features or real changes compared to previous years. So that's kind of what he thought of Blackboard's new system. But it wasn't just him who made the decision, it was a whole committee full of people. But that was why we switched to Brightspace, because we got kicked off of our current system.
And do you think we can compare how students might feel about a new iPhone coming out to how students might feel about this new system coming out?
I think a lot of the public feedback from this switching to Brightspace has been rather negative. Negativity on all sides. I hated Blackboard, okay, we'll see what Brightspace has to offer. Why do we choose Brightspace over Canvas? So I feel like for a lot of students' minds, it's kind of a lose-lose situation. I don't think people have ever really heard of Brightspace. I didn't hear of Brightspace either until just a week ago or so. And so I think that people should still hold out hope for a better system that we're turning to.
So from what I read, the pilot programs with Brightspace are scheduled to take off in the spring. What are the goals and expectations of these programs in terms of testing the new system?
These new programs is really to inject student experience and feedback and comments, concern into the whole process for the switchover, because Sandeep Gupta was talking about how a lot of these times on these big committees that are administered by USC themselves, there's mostly faculty members, instructional designers, and a lot of IT people who go into making this whole shift, this whole process, and not a lot of student feedback. So they always hear about what the faculty thinks of the programs, whether their questions, comments, concerns, but never really the student experience. So in the spring with these pilot programs, their real hope is to get a good number of students exposed to the program so that they can inject that student perspective in there and make fixes on their end. Because a lot of times with these learning management systems, what a student sees from their end is very different from what a teacher sees on their end. They're the ones making their classrooms, they're the ones making assignments, determining layouts, whereas students, that's not the case at all.
Well, I'm excited to see how this switch works out in the spring. Thank you for joining us today, Quentin.
My pleasure.
This episode was hosted by McCarthy Mahoney. Written by Benjamin Gamson, McCarthy Mahoney, Julianne Cox, and Quentin Seegers. Edited by Grace Ingram. Produced by Jonathan Park, Grace Ingram, Benjamin Papp, Christina Chikarbal, and Thomas Johnson. Based on articles by Benjamin Gamson, Quentin Seegers, and Sparsh Sharma. General Education is one of four shows on the Daily Trojan Podcast Network. You can find more episodes anywhere you listen to podcasts, as well as our website, dailytrojan.com. Visit the episode description for our links and more information.